Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Religious Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, Post Office Box 35-1944, Westminster, Colorado 80035, phone 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, how do you spell Cephas? In John 1:42 and 1 Peter 2:5, the Bible states Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S. C like in Charles, E, P as in Peter, H as in help, A, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. I hope you tell others about us. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin of something else, enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts. Take a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child, but has no idea what kind of an individual the child is going to be once it's outside of the womb. This program will be about exposing the matrix, the religious matrix. The something that is inside the matrix are, and could be, the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix, the religious matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope had before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull suddenly people into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left, before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by millions expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping that he will be acting as a savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance. Most believers are pro-Israel, and Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently, Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians 6:15, what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory of Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and to rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses endureth, and the Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in his holy land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Last week we ended with trying to answer the question, how did Freemasonry enter the ranks of Jesuits, when their oath clearly states that Freemasons have no place in the Jesuit order. To be continued next week. The late Malachi Martin entered the Jesuits' renowned exorcist in 1958 until 1964. Malachi Martin served in Rome as a Jesuit priest, where he was a close associate of and carried out many sensitive missions for the renowned Jesuit Cardinal Augustine B. and Popes John XXIII and Paul IV. Released afterwards from his vows of poverty and obedience at his own request, but still a priest, he ultimately moved to New York and became a best-selling writer of fiction and nonfiction. Martin had first made explicit reference to a diabolic rite held in Rome in his 1990 nonfiction bestseller about geopolitics and the Vatican, The Keys of This Blood, in which he wrote, most frighteningly, for Pope John Paul II, he had come up against the irremovable presence of a malign strength in his own Vatican and in certain bishops' chanceries. It was what knowledgeable churchmen called the superforce. Rumors, always difficult to verify, tied its installation to the beginning of Pope Paul VI's reign in 1963. Indeed, Paul was alluded somberly to the smoke of Satan, which has entered the sanctuary, an oblique reference to an enthronement ceremony by Satanists in the Vatican. Besides, the incident of satanic pedophilia, rites and practices was ahead, documented among certain bishops and priests as widely dispersed as Turin in Italy and South Carolina in the United States. The cultic acts of satanic pedophilia are considered by professionals to be the culmination of the fallen archangel's rites. My history of the Jesuits is not eloquently written, but is supported by the unquestionable authorities and is very particular and very horrible. There, the Jesuit orders restoration in 1814 by Pope Pius VII is indeed a step toward darkness, cruelty, disposition, and death. I do not like the appearance of the Jesuits. If ever there was despotism and death, I don't like the appearance of the Jesuits. If ever there was a body of men who merited eternal damnation on earth and in hell, it is the Society Ignatius de Loyola, John Adams, 1735 through 1826, the second President of the United States. It is my opinion that the liberties of this country, the United States of America, are destroyed. It will be by subtlety of the Roman Catholic Jesuit priests, for they are the most crafty, dangerous enemies to civil and religious liberty. They have instigated most of the wars of Europe. Marquis de Lafayette, 1757 to 1834, French statesman and general. This American Civil War of 1861 to 1865 would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to Popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of the noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff's opinion between Jeff Davis, president of the Confederacy, nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promises of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and arms of the Roman Catholic, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us. I pity the priests, the bishops and monks of Rome in the United States when the people realize that they are in great part responsible for the tears and blood shed in the war. I conceal what I know on that subject from the knowledge of the nation, for if the people knew the whole truth, this war would turn into a religious war, and it would at once take a tenfold more savage and bloody character. It would become merciless as all religious wars are. It would become a war of extermination on both sides. The Protestants of both the North and the South would surely unite to exterminate the priests and the Jesuits. If they could hear what Professor Samuel B. Morse had to say. Note, famous of the Morse code, has said to me in the plots made in the very city of Rome, an example at the Vatican, to destroy this republic, and if they could learn how the Roman Catholic priests, the nuns, and the monks, which daily land on our shores, under the pretext of preaching their religion, instructing the people in their schools, taking care of the sick in the hospitals, are nothing else but the emissaries of the Pope, Napoleon, and the other despots of Europe. To undermine our institutions, alienate the hearts of our people from the constitutions and our laws, destroy our schools, and prepare a reign of anarchy here as they have done in Ireland, in Mexico, in Spain, and wherever they are, any people who want to be free. Abraham Lincoln, 1809 through 1865, 16th President of the United States. In signing off, events are moving rapidly. Please get involved and tell your family and coworkers about our websites. You can download the broadcast at cephas-radio.com. It was updated. The cephas-news.com has 60 YouTubes addressing Pope Francis. Go to go-cephas.com for our free newsletter. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Shalom.